Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. So coming off of Mishnah Aleph, we had concluded with the following statement, that a person who has never seen the Simchas Beis HaShueva has never seen Simcha in his days. He's never seen a true party. He's never seen true joy. And this was the party they would throw in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot. And now we're into Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. We're going to start discussing a little bit of what exactly took place during this party in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot. The Motzi Yom Tov Rishon, so on Motzi Yom Tov, on the first day of the Chag, right, you don't make the Simchas Beis Shueva until the first day is over. So Motzi Yom Tov, after the first day of Sukkot, Yardu Le'ezos Nashim, the Kohanim and the Levim would go down from the Azara down to the Ezos Nashim. Umetaknen Sham Tikun Gadolim, they would make a big Tikun. What does this mean? It means that they built these gigantic porches, these gzutros, these porches, and they built it so that the women should sit on top of it when they watch the party, and the men should sit on the bottom, in order that they shouldn't be mingling with each other, and there shouldn't be callous rows, there shouldn't be lightheadedness. Everyone's in a base of mikdash, and there's a certain way you have to conduct yourselves. Umenoro shel zav, hayu sham, and there were these golden menorahs, golden candelabras that were placed there. And there were four flasks of gold at the tips of these candelabras, the tip of each candelabra, so they each had four. And then each candelabra had a ladder designated for its candelabra. And then there were four children from the Pirchei Kahuna, from like the young Kohanim, that would go onto these ladders. And to be them, and in their hands, kadam shel shemen, they have these jugs of oil, shel mea ve'esum lug, of 120 lug of oil. And the Gemara explains that amongst all the jugs, it added up to 120 lug, meaning that each kid had a jug of oil of 30 lug each, which is l'kolchat, each one, about 15 liters. Each one had about 15 liters of oil. Shein matil l'kol sefa v'sefa, they would pour it into these flasks on top of the candelabra, in order to, you know, give it oil to light the candelabras. And then going straight into Mishnah Gimel, Miblai Michlisei Kohanim, from the worn-out clothing of the Kohanim, Umehem Yanein, from the worn-out belts of the Kohanim, Mehen Hayu Mafkin, from them they would make these wicks, right? Ubehen, and with them, Hayu Madlikin, and with these wicks, they would light the menorahs. And the reason why they would do this is that the clothing of the Kohanim was used for mitzvah purposes. We want to take something that was done with a mitzvah and elevate it to a higher mitzvah status, to keep doing mitzvahs with it. So they wouldn't just take a match. They would take, you know, the old worn-out clothing from the Kohanim that they're not using anyway, that was being used in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would use that as the wicks for these gigantic candelabras in the Beis HaMikdash. There was no courtyard in Yerushalayim that it did not shine upon it the light of the Simchas Beis Shueva. Meaning these menorahs, these candelabras are so tall, and the Harabayas, where it was taking place, was so high up that the light shone throughout the entire city. Imagine, the entire city of Yerushalayim was lit up from these menorahs in the Beis HaMikdash. And that wraps up Mishnah Gimel, short Mishnah for today. And tomorrow, when we do Dalet and Hey, we'll continue to discuss what exactly took place during the Simchas Beis HaShueva.